Albayan Radio presents Practical Explanations of Commonly Recited Suwar, presented by Shaykh Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, we continue with the brief explanation of the oft-recited verses and chapters in the Quran, and we are still talking about the last verse of Surah Al-Fatiha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. And we are still talking about those whom Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed and is pleased with, and from them is النبيين. And we were speaking in the previous episodes about the need to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the matters which we need to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in. Today, after speaking about following him in his beliefs and following him in his acts of worship, we speak about following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his akhlaq, in his character, and in his mu'amalat, his dealings with others. In the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will not find general matters more emphasized on, generally speaking, than the matter of akhlaq. You have a lot of emphasis on acts of worship, like a person praying, like jihad fi sabilillah, like the reading of the Quran, etc. From the general matters of life, you will not find a matter in the Quran or Sunnah, generally speaking, more focused on than the matter of akhlaq, the matter of character. To the extent where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about that which most enters a person into the paradise, he responded, "Taqwa Allah wa husnul khuluq," the true fear of Allah and good character. Good character, dear brothers and sisters, is so emphasized on in Islam that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the ones who are closest to him on the Day of Judgment are those with the best of character. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that a person through his good character may reach the levels of those who pray a lot at night and fast a lot during the day. The matter of good character is not a matter to be belittled, nor is it a matter for a person to think is easy. The matter of good character, we need to again learn what good character is through the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and apply it in our lives. And a person, even without becoming a scholar, he generally speaking understands and knows what is the right thing to do and what is the wrong thing to do. Unfortunately, many of us, even with this theoretic knowledge of knowing what is right and what is wrong, we do not force ourselves to implement that which is right and stay away from that which is wrong. And I use the word force here purposely. Why? Because a lot of people, the only time they have good character is when it's a matter of convenience. When I want to be nice, I'll be nice. But when I don't want to be nice, I'm not going to be nice. Or I'm selective in who I'm nice to. Those that I like my friends, I'm nice to. I'm good to. I'm patient with, etc. But those that I don't like, maybe I don't like a certain race. Maybe I don't like a certain type of worker. Maybe I don't like when I'm stuck in traffic. Maybe I don't like to be patient with my wife or children or my parents, whatever it may be. I'm selective. With those that I like, I'm extremely good. With those that I don't like, I am very bad with. This is not the way of the believer. The way of the believer is that he's good with absolutely everyone. Absolutely everyone. The tall, the short, the good-looking, the not good-looking, the male, the female, the husband, the wife, the friends, the relatives, the stranger, the neighbor, the Muslim, the non-Muslim. He is good with absolutely everyone. And he shows the best face that Islam has to offer because he's an ambassador of Islam. And it is only at selected times for a decent reason where it is better to show a specific face of Islam or a specific face of the Muslim, like in times of war or other times. But the general rule is that no, the believer is a person who upholds the best of character in all of his dealings, no matter how he is. Even when he's angry, he suppresses his anger. How many advices do we have about controlling one's anger? About remaining silent, saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, spittling three times to your left. If you're standing, sit. If you're sitting, to lay down. To do istighfar, to go and make wudu. How many advices do we have for a person to control their anger? Why? Because the believer is meant to have good character. The believer is meant to be just, he's meant to be upright, he's meant to be patient, he's meant to be generous. The believer is meant to be a smiling person. He's meant to be pleasant, he's meant to have a wide chest in dealing with the people. The believer is meant to be kind, he's meant to be empathetic, he's meant to be sympathetic. The believer is meant to be the best possible person. And when we say we want to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we need to also follow him in his character, how he was as a man. Everything that was honorable from noble traits, you found it in him. And anything that was the opposite of that, you find him extremely far away from it. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide us to that which is best in all aspects of this world and the next. Wallahu a'lam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.